This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is about to make a new push for overhauling the immigration system. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Trump administration is set to propose changes to legal immigration policies. President Donald Trump will unveil a new immigration plan in a speech Thursday, making the argument to the American people that the current system needs to be overhauled. The overhaul proposal is being led by Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner. The plan would make changes to the current green card system, favoring people with high-level skills, degrees, and job offers over people with relatives already in the United States. The administration will also make a push for an asylum system overhaul designed to process fewer applications. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran has officially stopped some commitments under a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers following an order from its National Security Council. An official in the country's atomic energy body told the ISNA news agency. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Under the deal, Tehran was allowed to produce a limited amount of low-enriched uranium, 300 kilograms, and produce what's called heavy water, which is used in nuclear reactors, again with a limit of 130 tons. They could also ship excess out of the country to store or sell. An official at Iran's atomic energy body says Iran will not stick to these limits from now on. In fact, they won't be enforcing limits at all. Last week, Iran told China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United Kingdom of its decision to stop these commitments, a year after the United States, an archenemy of Iran's, withdrew from the accord and reimposed sanctions.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The government said Wednesday that to date it had paid out more than $8.5 billion to American farmers to offset their losses of sales to China and other trading partners because of foreign tariffs.